to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
South African-born dancer Musa Mota held his hand over his heart when it was announced on Monday night he made it through to the grand final of Britain's Got Talent. The 27-year-old amputee made history early after he achieved the show's first ever group golden buzzer for that phenomenal dance act. Left the judges and fans in awe and tears. And of course, he's in the final, like I said, of Britain's Got Talent. Musa, it is so nice to be chatting with you and we're so excited. I hope you can feel all the love, all the energy coming your way from South Africa.
Oh yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's been crazy, and I appreciate the love from everyone. It's really amazing.
You know, we love it when South Africans do the country proud overseas, and I know that although South Africa's in your heart, it's not the place you call home at the moment. What's the reception been like? And we've seen it on TV. I mean, we've seen the buzz around. We've seen you blast your way through to the finals of Britain's Got Talent. What's the vibe like in the UK at the moment?
Yeah, the vibe is different. Like, you know, just from walking on the streets, you know, people stopping you, taking pictures, you know what I mean? It's really nice though. Like, I love it, and it feels good, you know.
Yeah, those friends that you have that taught you to dance, they must be so proud of you as well. Like, hey, I told you this is gonna work, I told you this is gonna happen for you.
Yeah, but we don't talk anymore. It's like childhood friends.
Okay. Musa, tell me, you know, you keep hearing over and over about this inspiration. Did you know that this is what you wanted to do with your life? I mean, the first second that you started to dance and you could feel your body move to the rhythm and you almost become the beat, you become the music, you become the song. Was that when the bug bit and you were like, this is it, this is what I want to do for the world to see?
Yes. This has been the thing that I've been, you know, manifesting, and again now that is happening, I'm like, okay, then God has been, you know, saying something to me, you know. And again, it's really exciting, and it's really like heartwarming to see what I do and my intentions are actually, you know, happening. And a lot of people have been like texting me, you know, telling me that, you know, I just changed their minds in terms of like they've been depressed for their whole life, you know. Mm. And then this has gave them like a validation in life, like, hey, you know what, there's second chances. Mm. And you don't have to give up no matter the circumstances and stuff, you know. So yeah, it's been really amazing. And I always tell people that I'm not a Britain's Got Talent because I want to compete or something. I'm not sure. A competitive person. I'm there to send a message, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that it's happening now, and a lot of people are loving it, and they are actually, you know, relating and using it in a positive way.
Absolutely. I want to ask you something, and I don't know if you've got this question as yet, but you know what I was really like interested to know about was watching you perform on the stage right now. That stage surface, it looks to be like a shiny surface. So anybody who's doing any kind of dancing, it looks like it could be a slippery surface. So I was like, what happens if the rubber underneath your crutch doesn't like stick on the floor and it gives way? How did you know that you weren't going to slip on that floor, my friend? Because that floor looks super slippery.
Depends on which video you're asking about, because the first one,
yes,
it was a dance mat.
Got you.
If it's shiny, yeah, it was a dance mat, and I'm used to the dance mat, you know. The second one, which was the semifinals, was,
yes,
the one that was slippery.
Yeah, that's the one that I looked, yeah, at. I was like, how, yeah, is he getting that right? Because your timing and your balance, yeah, needed to be spot on.
Yeah, I had to like change my shoes and take my trainers. And then work around it. It was really difficult for me to, you know, kind of like try to take it on time, you know. And when I do my turns, when I stop, you know, it was scary, you know. But at the end, I was like, oh yeah, I did it. I was fighting it.
I'm the true believer and a true example of breaking the word impossible into true. I am possible. I thank you so much.
Musa, tell us a little bit. I mean, this week, right, has it hit home? The finals are on Sunday, Musa. Has it hit home the magnitude, how big this is? This Britain's Got Talent. I mean, has it hit home?
Yes, I realized how big these finals are,
yeah,
and the show is. But I mean, I'm a dancer that works at the company. So yeah, this is my week where I'll be working my 9 to 5.
Got you.
So I'm gonna just be, working, I'm waking up in the morning, working. Yeah, I'll find time like maybe on the weekend, and then try to digest everything.
Tell us about what happens if you win. Are you expected to travel? Are you, because there's obviously huge commitments and they're going to prepare all the finalists to say, listen, should you win on Sunday, prepare for life. Already life's changed, right? Okay, let's not even not notice the fact that life has changed. But should you win it, do you get whisked away? Does your life then for the next couple of months? And you've got to do it because you're such a massive influence, to your point, to all those others that find themselves asking the question, why, or why me? Why am I this way? Why do I have this? Why am I battling with mental health, with other issues, with personal issues? And you're that ray of light to say, despite my circumstances, I have shown you, let me show you what I'm going to do with my life. So let's start with the first part of the question. What happens should you win Sunday? Does your life, are you on the road?
Yeah, of course. Because if I win on Sunday, things change,
Yeah.
From there I'll be making sure that I'm off service. I go out, help people, I go to like cancer facilities, help out people, I go to dance companies that wants to be like inclusive, train their teachers how to teach, people who are differently abled, and do motivational speaking, travel the world. And yeah, it's going to be a really exciting moment and a life-changing kind of thing that's going to happen.
You know that South Africa wants to see you back here soon. I hope somewhere in your busy diary, you're going to have some time to come back home because there's a huge party over here waiting for you.
I mean, yes, I'm gonna come back home. I'm going to visit soon, so yeah.
And you can't just visit Joburg, you got to come to Cape Town too.
Hey, yes, I gotta come. I'm gonna visit every province in there.
Listen, we're so proud of you, my friend. You've brought tears to the eyes of so many people, so many able-bodied people. I love at the end of the very first buzz around where you go, you make impossible, I'm possible. And it's, it kind of a, it ends with that part of that audition, but it rings true to so many people. There are people right now listening to this interview with you, that they themselves are battling to deal with what life has dealt them, and they're wondering how to carry on, how to find the inspiration to pick up where where life has almost left them being, and you've done that for them. So a huge thank you from everyone in South Africa for making this country so proud and uniting the people of South Africa. We're so proud of you. We'll be watching with anticipation the Sunday's finals, and either way, know that you can feel that love from South Africa on stage.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I thank you for the love and support.
Musa, have a great week further, and we'll chat to you once you are crowned the winner of Britain's Got Talent. From my lips to God's
Thank you.
ears. Cheers, my friend.
Yes, for sure. Thank you,
Thanks,
bye.
Musa. Ciao. I
like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.